Last month, Baltimore City School CEO Sonia Santalisa said she wanted to build a partnership with families in the school district. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports that Santalisa's heard from parents, students, neighbors, and teachers last night in an open discussion hosted by City Schools.
When the heat failed in many of Baltimore's schools last month, angry families came face to face with Santalisa's, complaining not just about their freezing kids, but about curriculum, tests, and their inability to get answers from school administrators. Santalisa's responded by launching the first of five Share Your Voice with the CEO sessions last night at Brams Lane Public Charter School. Cafeteria staff and school officials set up a dinner buffet with spaghetti, salad, drinks, and cookies in the small gymnasium. They arranged chairs and benches in a semicircle around Santalisa's, who began talking about an exchange of ideas that would bring a shared understanding about next steps. Many wanted to talk about their children's safety. Some talked about the need for crossing guards at busy intersections, while others brought up the recent shooting in Florida and suggested metal detectors at school entryways. Santalisa's didn't respond about the metal detectors, but she did say they have 100 school police officers to cover approximately 170 buildings.
But we don't have a school police officer for every single building yet. But I do think there are ways we can get better, both with school cultures and tightening up on some of our protocols. So I'll just put everybody on notice. You might get an unannounced red code.
She said students have been practicing what to do in an active shooter situation, so the unannounced code reds will reinforce their school's plan. Lainey Hellman, a first-year special education teacher at Brams Lane Charter, wondered about recruiting more special ed teachers.
So I want to know what's being done at the district level to attract talent, specifically in the field of special education.
Santalisa's pointed to a teaching program at Towson University that's caught her eye. But then she pivoted to the need to have honest conversations about race in schools and about the effect a teacher's implicit bias can have on a student's education path. The next Share Your Voice with the CEO is scheduled in March at Mary Rodman Rec Center on the West Side. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.